Every year in the United States, about 30,000 people bleed to death, mostly as the result of car crashes and other traumatic accidents. One small Connecticut company has a new blood clotting product that could reduce that number. It's called Quick Clot. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
A few days after the start of the war, a young Marine was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade. He lay on the battlefield, bleeding from a gash to his groin. The injury should have killed him, says military surgeon Miguel Cubano, especially since it was hours before doctors got their hands on him.
Because of the sandstorms, there was no helicopters available to fly. So they put Quick Clot on this significant injury, and this person was mobilized in an ambulance for 6 hours. So the fact that he did not die, I was very amazed.
The Pentagon is gathering details on 19 similar Quick Clot saves. For the product's inventor, Frank Hersey, these accounts take him back to the day he first tested it on himself 15 years ago. He'd been working with a hollow granular mineral called zeolite, and he noticed how easily it absorbed tiny liquid molecules. He had a hunch it would absorb the water from blood. So he went home with a teaspoon of the stuff, which looked like salt, and the next time he nicked himself shaving, he experimented.
I basically put a little bit on my finger and held it to the cut for just a couple of seconds, brushed it away, and the bleeding had stopped. So that was another moment, you know, ha-ha, we have it.
Had an invention, that is, but not an instant business. For this inventor turned entrepreneur, the next decade and a half would prove to be a humbling lesson on how much time and how many failures can separate the two. The first frustration came when Hersey wrote a bunch of letters to big pharmaceutical companies describing his new product. Not one responded.
It truly amazed me that I didn't get letters back. And I have no idea why they didn't respond, you know, every one of them, saying, yeah, let us test this.
Hersey's idea for Quick Clot went nowhere until he partnered with a guy who knows little about science, but a lot about marketing. Meet Bart Gulong. We caught up with him in Virginia at a medical products trade show.
Picture yourself a huge company that gets a letter from some off-the-wall guy in Connecticut who says he has a product that can stop bleeding. You don't get a lot of attention.
You're incredulous.
Right, skeptical at best. So in reality, that's unfortunately the nature of very large companies, is that they're not flexible enough to easily look at small opportunities that may float by their door. They miss them easily.
Gulong took a different tack. He learned that the military had spent several $1 million trying to develop its own product to stop blood loss, but had little success. So last year, as the prospect of war loomed, Gulong hand-delivered a small vial of Quick Clot to an acquaintance in the Marines.
I said, we have the product. I don't know if it'll work as well as we think it might. You can have it. You can test it. We'll give you as much as you want.
Gulong's Marine Corps contact found Quick Clot promising, and as it turned out, the military was just about to begin a clinical test to compare three other experimental products to stop blood loss. But the guy in charge of the testing, a civilian named Joe DeCorda, didn't want to try Quick Clot. He didn't like the look of it.
It was this loose granular powder that looked like kitty litter, and I says, no doctor in his right mind is going to want to pour this on somebody.
The other trial products looked like traditional bandages with some high-tech innovation built into them, and DeCorda thought that must be the way to go. A mineral pebble seemed too simple to be effective. But at the last minute, just as testing was to begin, one of the competitor products dropped out. A spot on the trial opened up for Quick Clot, and the results stunned DeCorda.
It performed way better than the other agents. It was just a remarkable performance.
Competitor products prevented death by bleeding in animal testing 40% of the time. Quick Clot worked 100% of the time. Within weeks, the military ordered 50,000 packets to be included in troops' first aid kits, and soldiers were trained how to apply it on themselves or on an injured buddy. As dramatic accounts of its success came in from Iraq, Bart Gulong set his sights on his next market.
We're now being used by SWAT teams around the country. We're being used by EMTs. We're being used by hunters, fishermen, boaters, anyone who goes into a place where medical care isn't readily available.
But as Quick Clot sales started to take off, a few critics emerged. Los Angeles surgeon Peter Ree helped the military test the product and even used Quick Clot to save the life of a gunshot victim who he thought was beyond help. But he's concerned Quick Clot packs too much punch for a mild injury. He explains the agent absorbs blood so quickly the process can burn the skin.
If you're dying, having some problems from the heat is obviously not an issue. But if you use it on somebody who's not dying and you cause harm with it, then it becomes a problem.
There's a simple solution, says quick clot inventor Francis Hersey. Use a tiny amount, like he did when he cut himself shaving. His company, called Z-Medica, has obtained approval from the Food and Drug Administration to sell quick clot over the counter, and they plan to have it in drugstores by December. Bart Gulong's working on the marketing plan for the small packets of the product. He's targeting parents who think Band-Aids are the only antidote to a skinned knee. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.